you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know if Amabavis is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Hump Day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Wednesday. Hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24-7 for you. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, et cetera, you receive us, we appreciate the F-U-C-K out of it. Thanks for joining us this lovely Wednesday. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging our certain love at the right. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. I've been on a fucking Facebook argument with some dickhead who has such a boner for the Electoral College.
Now.
Oh, yes. They love it.
Obviously a Trump supporter.
Oh, yes.
I think had it been the other way around.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine the butt hurt?
Yes.
But they're like, why should my state of Iowa, why should we count list in California?
Sorry, I was swallowing beer on this Wednesday. I don't have to work this evening.
But you know what I mean? Like she's, oh no, I'm sorry, Iowa. She's from Idaho. She's like, I want Idaho to count as much as California.
We want our vote to count as much as yours. I don't give a fuck about your giant cow state. And how your big empty state, fuck you. Our each of our votes should count the goddamn same.
I know. Why is it such a hard concept to grasp? It makes me nuts.
And, you know,
one person, one fucking vote, right?
I want to say it was Alexander Hamilton. Was he the one who was into this? Okay, one of the dudes. I don't know. One of the original poobahs of the United States of America here was way into and created the whole idea of that electoral college thing. And then later on realized, oh, what a fucking mistake this was. And he tried to get it gotten rid of.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, thank you.
But it gets GOP candidates elected because in cities, for some reason, they tend to go liberal and Democrat, right?
These days, yeah.
Oh, yes, because there are people of color, there are minorities in cities, and Democratic laws and policies tend to be more fair and less fucking white-centric and less racist.
Right.
And so that's why it helps the GOP.
Well, their goal was, it was Alexander Hamilton, who in Federalist Paper number 68,
yes,
right before 69.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez.
My favorite Federalist Paper.
Oh, yeah. What's that one about?
Fuck if I know. It's just numbered 69. It's funny. So Alexander Hamilton, they're like libertarians at the time. They had these dreams of a fluffy world of unicorns and bunnies that shit out gumdrops and stuff like that. And,
oh,
and
wow.
If you're into gumdrops, or they shit out Xanax. There you go. Alexander, they thought it would be where that the electors wouldn't band together for political interest. They assumed that all the electors would vote their conscience, Ryan, and vote what was right for the country.
Oh, my fucking God. That is so fucking funny. That's hilarious.
And
really quickly after they realized what a shitstorm that was. And from what I remember, Alexander Hamilton after that was like, we got to get rid of this thing. And but then the rich landowners in those in those big goat fucking states,
goat fuckers,
were like, no.
Right.
I want my vote to count 10 times as much as yours does.
I want my Idaho vote to count as much as California. California has like one of the biggest economies on the fucking globe. And this person's like, well, where do you get your potatoes from? But I don't fucking know. I don't know how to fucking answer that. Where do we get our potatoes from?
Where does the rest of the country get a major percentage of all of its groceries from? So ask her,
dumbass.
Ask her where she gets her lettuce from, where she gets her oranges from, where she gets her apples from, her walnuts, her everything that we grow fucking here in California, cucumbers. Ask her where she gets those. Thanks for your taters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what about Mississippi?
We'll call
and all those other
Ireland.
States in the fucking red.
Right.
Don't make any money.
Somehow I think potatoes grow in California also.
Oh, yeah. They grow anywhere where there's dirt. And California isn't looking to discount Idaho. No one's looking to discount the people of Idaho. But God damn it, we covered this yesterday. Do we want to give trees a vote? Do we want to give mud a vote? Rocks?
Desert?
Shrubs? What the fuck is this?
Happy Thanksgiving Eve, everybody.
All right. Now, oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'll play that again. I talked over it.
Right. There you go.
Thanksgiving, no DAPL.
Dakota Access Pipeline.
Right.
The let's see what's in the I wonder that might be the headlines, but let's see what's going on this Turkey Eve in your headlines.
Yay.
For these characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, November 23rd, 2016.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Hey, boy.
I said that like Andrea Mitchell.
Oh, yes. MSNBC.
This is unbelievable. This is one of the stories we were going to get to anyway, but you know what the fuck. Donald Trump, it's really like his cabinet positions, I think he's appointing them by playing musical chairs.
It's like he doesn't have a lot of people to choose from.
Well, literally, like there's an education secretary is written on one, secretary of state is written on another one. And whenever Don stops the music, whoever sits down, you get to be that person. Because now, not only did he pick Nikki Haley last night or yesterday, the governor of South Carolina.
Fuck you. Oh, yeah. Right.
Not only did he pick her to be his ambassador to the UN, when, as far as I know, I may have traveled the world more than Nikki Haley has, and her foreign policy is 0.0, but what the fuck? Let's nominate her to the UN.
Who gives a shit?
And then today, in even worse news for the future of intelligence in our republic.
Oh, God.
He announced another cabinet pick. Betsy DeVos is her name.
Who the fuck is
and,
that?
He announced her for the education secretary position, secretary of education in the cabinet. She she's a huge proponent of charter schools
and
school voucher programs. In other words, close the schools, turn them over so we can make money. But we're not going to have any schools in those shitty brown neighborhoods. We don't want to pay for those.
The goal is to make people smart and to educate our fucking children.
Not if you're a Republican.
Oh, really?
That's the last thing they want.
Oh, absolutely.
They want their children well-educated, but goddamn, they're not going to shed 1 cent.
For these brown kids?
For anyone else, yeah.
Damn. There's some cold-ass motherfuckers, these GOP dickheads.
Donald said in a statement, under her leadership, we will reform the U.S. education system and break the bureaucracy that is holding our children back so that we can deliver world-class education and school choice to all families.
Because the private sector is going to fix everything.
Oh, yeah. We all know that the private sector just does everything so much better.
Well, but then they'll say, well, the public sector failed. That's what
they've been doing. They've been systematically chopping the budgets for education everywhere they're in charge.
Yeah.
And then they say, look, education doesn't work.
There's no money.
Public education doesn't work.
Put some money into it.
Well, that's not what they want. They want to strangle it and then say, look.
We're all stupid.
Right. That's how the Republicans work. That's what they're doing with government right now. The whole government.
Yeah.
They're shutting everything down, letting everything go tits up. And then they're saying, look how bad government is.
Yeah. Fuck it. Fuck everybody. God damn it. In this Idaho. Idaho wants to be equal to California. You don't produce anything.
Well, they do.
But what the fuck difference does it make? This is insane. It's like, but these people are right. Operating on some weird pride of Idaho.
It's a ridiculously antiquated system.
Yeah. God, this and turning it over to like a charter system for education, that's fucked.
Yeah. So there you go. Donald Trump. She's currently the chairwoman. I don't think she's like ever had any educational leadership positions. She's the chairwoman of the American Federation for Children, a school choice advocacy group. School choice. That means vouchers.
Right. So
they want us as taxpayers to pay for the some Christian kid to go to a snake waiver school.
Right.
And that says the earth is 6,000 years old. Yeah. And evolution's evil ain't true.
Why the fuck would we expect him to do anything different? I mean, look who he appointed. Look who he picked as VP.
Right. The American Federation of Teachers, their president, Randy Weingarten, said in nominating DeVos, Trump makes it loud and clear that his education policy will focus on privatizing, defunding, and destroying public education in America.
Yay.
Oh, there we go.
Good guys. Good one. Fucking great.
And then I saw something out of Michigan that I don't know if a judge said it or if the governor said it or somebody there in Michigan basically said,
yes.
Well, you don't have rights. You don't have a right to an education.
Oh, okay. Jeez. So, wait.
Well, they already think you don't have a right to water, obviously.
Absolutely.
To clean water.
So, what do I get out of America? Well,
that's it.
I can be stupid, die of thirst.
You have a right to work till you die, and all the fruits of your labor go to rich people like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky, they'll let you have a few crumbs.
Well, I'm thirsty, too.
Well, you got to pay for that shit.
Oh, yes.
Because water's not a right.
The funny thing is, if you have that pipeline running through the fucking wherever, and then there's a break and it infects, poisons, contaminates an aquifer, well, what water are you going to pay for?
Well, they'll get water. They can pay to have water shipped to them and cleaned and everything. They don't give a shit about the people on the ground who aren't going to have water.
I guess. Yeah, shit.
Well, you shouldn't have lived there. You go to college.
I'm stupid. Yeah, you're right. I should just go to college.
Better yourself. Become rich like me.
Oh, yeah.
I've worked so hard since my zillionaire father and mother fucked and spat me forth from their loins. I've worked really hard. Did you see that Jared Kushner thing?
Who's that? Oh, his fucking son-in-law cunt?
Yeah, they're trying to figure out how he got into Harvard.
Because he's dumb?
His father bought him into Harvard.
Oh, shit.
Because it's billionaire affirmative action.
Oh,
they
bitch
about brown kids.
Jeez. Hey, you know what? I'll go get an education as soon as I heal from these fucking riot bullet wounds.
Right. Over at the, a great sign for just that Trump is going to be worse than we had all thought he might be with this administration steering the country right into a fucking iceberg.
Yeah. You know, it's hard just not to rage about it, to be honest. I mean, I it's just so fucking stupid. The hard thing is that if the working people in America could have not been swindled and tricked by this idiot, things could be different. And I don't think it was hard to not be. You just have to educate yourself a little bit and just read a little bit. And don't be such a fucking dupe. Don't be a mark.
Right? He's conned the country, the world. Over at the, let's see what the monosyllabs are spewing over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
And, oh, they're thrilled now.
Oh, yes.
Americans have the most hope in a decade, it says.
Of what? Hope of what?
Well, you know, guess what? On the University of Michigan has a study on consumer sentiment.
Yes.
Consumer expectations index,
right,
rose 8.4 points from October. The largest 1 month gain since 2011.
Are they attributing this to Trump's win? Is that what they're saying?
Excuse me.
They're saying Donald Trump was elected. Now people have more confidence in our economy.
Well, that's what Drudge is hinting at. I'm trying to skim through the Bloomberg story that they link to here. It has been going up in general.
Okay.
Let's not forget. The 46% of respondents surveyed agreed the U.S. will have continuous good times over the next year, up 11 points from October, while the share who expected bad times ahead fell by 7 points.
Oh, shit.
14% expect their household finances to deteriorate over the next year.
Oh, great. You're going to have less money. That's what that's saying.
23% think there'll be less unemployment now. God, these people are just...
Less unemployment. You know. Oh, why? Because you'll be able to pay people whatever they want, whatever you want to pay them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know exactly where...
How stupid.
That's coming from, but, you know, maybe if a significant portion of the country thinks that the Republican economic policies work, if they're stupid enough to think that trickle down works,
they are stupid enough. I will answer you that they are stupid enough.
Then, you know, if it went up a few percentage points, it doesn't surprise me. Then they're like, they're giddy, they're all bonered and frothed up down below.
I gotta tell you, man, if this election taught us anything, if we learned anything from what happened, is that the capacity for Americans to be dumb as fuck is infinite. It's infinite. It's never in. We can be amazingly stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no fucking end to our idiocy.
No, we're the shining city on the hill, man.
No, we're not. We're not. We're the shitty city. We're the shitty city.
Shitty city on the hill.
We don't even care. Hey, listen, we had a vote, and the person that got the most votes didn't win. What does that say to some other country where we're like, hey, you guys need to have open and fair elections?
All right. They're not figuring it out at all, what's going on with us.
No.
Other countries, when they say, well, who won? Well, Hillary. Now, almost 2 million votes difference ahead. And they're like, oh, she won by 2 million. That's a lot. Well, actually, Idaho deserves a bigger vote than us.
Oh, yes. You should. Sure.
We'll try to explain that to you.
What about their potatoes?
But in order to do that, you're going to have to go back to 1870 so that you can try to figure that out.
Yeah.
Those are your headlines, ladies and gentlemen, here on this lovely day before the Thanksgiving holiday.
Right. Damn, I'm seeing all these memes about how can white people go celebrate Thanksgiving when we're shooting at these the Sioux and taking land and the DAPL thing.
Well,
it really
we're
is.
We're thankful we beat them.
Yeah, it's really the height of hypocrisy.
Right?
It really is so fucked up. Oh my God.
What else is going on out there in the world? I've got a couple stories here.
Yay.
We hinted at this yesterday, but we didn't talk about the whole story. With everything that's going on, Donald Trump apparently in the New York. Was it with the New York Times or one of these meetings he's had recently? He was asked about Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
And whether or not to flay her in the town square.
Ooh, yes.
And he reportedly, according to these reports, said, well, no, you know, I don't, it's nothing I'm thinking about now. Hillary has suffered enough.
Oh, yes.
And things like that. Can you imagine that, how that goes over?
Oh, my.
So over at the Breitbart yesterday, and among a lot of the right-wing loonies, the little black hearts were broken because
black.
Trump was Trump. Black. Hearts are black. Because Trump betrayed them. And the headline over at even Breitbart said, broken promise. Broken promise.
Jesus.
Kellyanne Conway on the Morning Joe yesterday.
You know, these Trumpalos, for some reason, it won't bother them, though. Trump will be able to make them feel okay about not locking Hillary up, even though that was like his main campaign point.
Right.
Somehow.
Kellyanne Conway on Morning Joe. Yesterday, I believe.
Okay.
Loading. Apparently Breitbart takes its sweet fucking time to load the video.
Not after this net neutrality thing.
This morning that Donald Trump's not going to be pursuing investigations against Hillary, and the administration's going to... Do you think he'll encourage Republicans on the Hill to stay away from that as well and focus more on their legislative agenda?
I think when the president-elect, who's also the head of your party now, Joe, tells you before he's even inaugurated he doesn't wish to pursue these charges, it sends a very strong message, tone and content to the members.
But it also isn't his call, ultimately.
Right.
I mean, that's last night on the MSNBC, Ari Melber was sitting in for Lord O'Donnell.
Oh, yes.
And he was saying, this isn't... Ari Melber is a lawyer. He's like, this isn't Trump's call at all. When he said it during the election, during the campaign, it wasn't his call at all. When he's yelling, I'm going to appoint a special prosecutor, you can't do that.
Doesn't the attorney general do that?
Yeah, and the attorney general is supposed to not be the president's lawyer, but the people's lawyer.
He's independent. He's supposed to operate independent of the president's wishes.
He could say, I would prefer that they didn't or something like that. But it's really, it's not up to the president to decide. We don't, this ain't 1965 Uruguay.
Yeah.
I think Hillary Clinton still has to face the fact that a majority of Americans don't find her to be honest or trustworthy. But if Donald Trump can help her heal, then perhaps that's a good thing. I think he's thinking of many different things as he prepares to become the president of the United States. And things that sound like the campaign aren't among them.
The majority
things that sound like the campaign aren't among them. So ignore everything the orange guy said before. Don't worry about that shit. He won now. He's going to do the real stuff.
All that shit he told you, he just told you that so you'd vote for him. He manipulated you, but you should feel okay about that. And for some reason, they will. For some reason, I used to think this would bother those Trumpalos, but I think they're so fucking stupid, I don't think it'll bother them.
Oh.
You think it'll bother
them? Let's scroll down to the comment section at the Breitbart, which is...
And also something else Kellyanne Conway said. She said the majority of Americans don't find her truthful. But the majority of Americans fucking voted for her.
Well, that's details.
Oh, my God.
Details.
She's discounting that.
There's currently 19,361 comments on that story.
Okay.
Over at the Breitbart. So they got some feelings about
it. God, how many? 19,000?
Yeah, over at the Breitbart. The top liked comment says is from Forget About It. Who says, I have to admit, that's not something I wanted to hear. And then responding is, you have to read between the lines. So what a lot of these idiots are saying is that Oh, it's all Donald being sneaky. Don't right. worry about it. January 21st, once he has the keys to the White House, he is going to go after her, grab her by the tits, and throw her in jail. Right or into jail.
Maybe by the pussy. Who knows?
Like a bowling ball.
Yeah, and this is perfect for those right idiots. In. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is perfect for those idiots. It's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, and so now it. Don's just being sneaky. He's just saying that, I don't want to hurt her. I don't want to hurt her, because he doesn't want Obama, Barry, to think
yes.
that he's going to go after her, and then Obama would pardon her.
Okay.
And therefore, Trump would not be able to go after her. So they think that
yeah.
Barack Hussein Ooh. Is going to pardon her if Trump lets on the real plan, which is a striped outfit for Hillary the instant he becomes the emperor.
Right. You know, this is so fucking perfect. This is so, that is such a perfect explanation for these Trumpalos, because can't you picture Alex Jones saying that on a shitty little program?
Oh, absolutely.
This is InfoWars material right here, baby.
And that's the top liked thread. On Breitbart.
So everything Trump says, if it doesn't satisfy them, there's veiled meanings in it, and you have to read between the lines.
For now. I mean, what happens when this next year half comes around and they still ain't gone after Madam Secretary?
Well, he's waiting for his moment.
Oh, I see.
See, that's what it'll be. And what I want to ask these people and these idiots, and what do you want in a leader? Do you want someone where you have to constantly read between the lines? Because what they want to do is so stupid and so heinous, they can't just come out and say they're going to do it. They have to talk about it in some sort of weird code that only these idiot Trumpalos understand. Oh, my God.
Well, he's working the system, though. It's their orange daddy's genius.
Yes.
Of just pretending to not want to go after Shillery Killery.
And the brilliant thing on Trump's part, he spent the whole campaign telling his idiot supporters that the media is lying to him, they're evil, they're corrupt, and you can't trust them. Yeah. God.
So even if there's media reports that say
that's bullshit,
he's not going to go after her. Oh, you don't believe him. That's what Trump's telling them.
Go yell at him.
That's what he wants them to believe.
Go over there and spit on the media.
They're really not bright.
Right.
Over at Breitbart. Yeah, you have to read between lines. Every once in a while, there's a comment that is like, you guys are dumb.
Yeah, you're fucking idiot.
You guys are dumb. Trump is fucking us. These are somebody who even voted for him, it appears, but they can't handle it.
Do you think Trump, I'm talking about his motivations here. I mean, why do you think he really wants to be president? Is it because he's trying to cash in on some fucking building deals somewhere in South America? Is it his connection to Russia? Or does his ego want him to say he was president? Or is it all of that?
Probably the third part most.
Yeah, right.
I think that's
was president.
The ego is the biggest thing. Yeah, that's all that matters to him. But he's going to want to be the bestest ever. It's going to drive him crazy if he's. I mean, if he's impeached, that'll be great for us.
Hopefully, I mean,
and
I guess,
but it'll drive him bonkers.
How will he get impeached with a Republican Senate and a Republican House?
They hate him that much. Well, they think if he doesn't play ball, if he says fuck you to the Republicans also on some things, then they might say, hey, look, we got Mike Pence, who is the real ideologue, crazy lunatic. See, that's the difference between where we didn't know about Trump is Trump is not an ideologue. I don't think he believes in anything except Trump.
Right.
And the furtherance of Trump. And
yeah,
he'll believe whatever it is at the time that helps the sales fill up in that direction to help him. So Pence is an ideologue.
Yeah.
Pence is a creepy Christian fascist Bible waver.
Oh, God, I don't know which one's scarier. I mean, I guess Pence is less scarier. I mean, we've gone round and round at this.
Well, we had, we thought maybe give Trump a chance, but goddamn, he's really dumping the deplorable basket into the cabinet now. So, and all he's doing is rewarding. She's this Vos or DeVos or whatever the hell her name is, education secretary. I think she was a huge donor.
So she bought her seat.
Well, sure.
She bought her fucking job, man.
Pay for play. Hillary's pay for play. What about the Clinton Foundation? Yeah.
Well, I mean, it makes sense, too, the way he talks about countries in NATO. We're going to protect them? What have they done for us?
Yeah.
Your envelope's light. Pay up.
They're not even. I forgot what I was going to say. Because I just read.
What's going on?
The must have sucked watching your queen lose.
What the fuck is that?
That somebody who was
Hillary's
injecting
the queen.
Injecting some sanity into this thread, saying, "Look, they're not going to go after her." It must have sucked watching your queen lose.
Yeah,
and this guy said, "No, not my queen."
God, no, these people are delusional. They can't accept that Trump is going to be bad for them, that Trump is not going to be working in their own interests. I can't even.
Right.
You can't talk to them. You almost just. I don't know if it pays to be reasonable to the Trumpansies. I don't know. Might have to be mean to them.
Well, you can't.
You can't reason
right.
with them.
What was it to switch around a house, a quote from House?
Yes.
If you could reason with Trumpansies, there wouldn't be any Trumpansies.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true! House, by the way, was a television show. Is it still on?
I'm sure it's running somewhere. I don't
know. Hugh Laurie, star vehicle about... he's a doctor.
So, yeah, I'm just scrolling through some of the comments here.
Are there any good ones? Interesting ones?
Well, here's one from a lib who gets pounded. You need to stop insulting intelligent people who know that voter ID laws are nothing more than Republican assaults on voters' rights. By the way, story after story has been coming out about how it's been a systemic 30 to 40 year attack on brown people voting. That has helped. That if all the people that were turned away or that were kicked off the voter rolls because of these Republicans targeting black people, especially.
Are you talking about voter suppression?
Yeah. Hillary would have won.
Wisconsin, so it worked.
Wisconsin, like 100,000 people got turned away or something. Yeah. And it turns out, mostly in the urban areas, which means it mostly would have gone Clinton. And she lost by 50,000 votes in Wisconsin. So, I mean.
Maybe it's time to stop the Democrats. Hey, maybe we need to stop soul searching. Maybe it's not us. Maybe it's the fact that we just got fucking cheated by these idiots.
No, contards. I never saw that one.
What is that?
Recently.
Contards.
Something about California. The contards hate California because their voting laws actually allow people to vote. Yeah. Unlike the gutted laws of North Carolina, Wisconsin, etc. And the more people who are allowed to vote, the lesser the chance for their success. Meanwhile, even with voter suppression, the Republicans inch closer to getting outvoted by over 10 million. Something like that.
Because they're heinous. And that the least common denominator votes for their policies. I mean, if you get under... I think the problem with the education thing, like explaining why charter schools are bad, is because you have to explain why charter schools are bad. Because if you told some idiot that, hey, we want this guy that runs a successful business to run our schools, so our schools will then be successful. But what they don't understand is that the point of a business is to make fucking money.
Right.
That's not why we run a school. We want people to be smart. It's a fucking different thing. Oh, my God.
Like most lefties, toots, you appear to be.
Fuck you.
You apparently preferred the unindicted felon HRC, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Okay.
Unindicted felon.
Oh, okay.
Therefore, she's not a felon.
I'm an unindicted felon.
Yeah, we all are.
As you are.
Most of us.
As we all are. Kate, you're an unindicted felon. Congrats.
I don't know about Kate. I don't know what's in her past.
Before
11 weeks old, I don't know what she did.
You hussy.
National security breaches, perjury, obstruction of justice, RICO, influence peddling to someone who is non-PC, brutally honest, and a champion of the common man.
Oh, yeah. And didn't she also have to settle out of a fraud case for $25 million?
Hold on a second.
Oh, wait, that was Trump.
Brutally honest?
What's wrong with that?
When has Trump been brutally honest?
Never. Never.
Brutally honest. Brutal.
Yes, there's that.
Honest? Crazy.
I mean, he's walking back every campaign promise he made to these loons, but yet he's brutally honest. He's never even been accused of being brutally honest.
Here's a response. So sad you were conned. Really, I am, and this is not sarcastic. First off, hair flip-flop a lot is not honest. He literally lied about everything except the invisible voter, which, to give him credit, he was right about. But he's already said no wall, not charging Clinton, not repealing Obamacare on first day, not deporting all undocumented, just the criminals, if you can find them. He admitted he paid his legal bills from other people's donations, etc. Now the GOP are saying his $1 trillion infrastructure plan is a no-go because his tax cut plan will bankrupt the country. His idea was to open it to public companies to assume the risk, which opens the door to corruption.
Right.
So which of his campaign promises is he going to end up keeping?
Does he want to turn America into a fucking casino?
Oh, yeah. Well, for
you know what I mean? Yeah, does that make any sense?
Yeah, for his giant rich friends.
Yeah.
The response to that. So sad you apparently thought it was a good idea to put the nation in the hands of a neo-Marxist sociopath with documented felonies. They're not, you asshole.
You know, every response to anything you argue with these people, all they do is say, oh, so you want to deal with a blank. And it's some description of Hillary Clinton that isn't accurate. That's their response to everything. It's literally impossible to reason with these wackos.
I've got another story here. That's what's going on over at the Breitbart.
Oh, God.
They're crying and screaming and fighting over
I mean, to explain him walking back on his policies by turning it into some weird conspiracy where there's weird shit going on behind the scenes. God damn, that is so effective. That is so effective to his base.
Yeah. The Alex Jonesification.
Yeah. They right? want to believe in that shit for some fucking reason. They want to believe there's a fucking Illuminati pulling the strings. I don't know.
Over at the, well, we've got another, attack that the Trump pansies, the Trump trolls,
yes,
are engaged in right now.
Ooh, yes.
Is Megyn Kelly.
Okay.
Santa's white, God fucking damn it.
Bleeding out of her eyeballs.
Megyn Kelly's new book, she's got a book out called Settle for More, and in it...
Who the fuck is going to read that?
We covered last week, I think it was, that she had mentioned that she had some... of the sexual harassment shit from Roger Ailes.
Okay. God, she's going to write about like Roger Ailes coming on to her and stuff.
Yeah. Ugh. She also said, and it was great. God, I should pull up the tweets from fucking Hannity. She was on one of the shows talking about her new book and everything.
Yes.
And in it, she talks about the Trump campaign and all that stuff. And she also mentions, and she said on this show that, There are. She knows that there are news journalists out there who told Trump ahead of time before their interviews with him, all right, look, I'm going to ask you this tough question because I got to look credible here.
Right. Oh, my God.
Basically. So, you know, I'm going to give you a little teeth on the blowjob right here and then back to blowjob.
Right. Don't worry. It's going to be okay.
And Megyn Kelly said, I know that. I know that there are anchors and interviewers that did that, that were Trump supporters, and they told him, you know, I got to ask you this question.
We got fleeced.
Without mentioning names or anything, right?
Yes.
That night, Hannity went on a Twitter storm.
Oh, geez.
What do you mean? Well, when he was on my show.
Oh, okay.
I asked him all the tough questions, I'll have you know.
Thou doth protest too
much. I think somebody did get a nerve strike.
Oh, geez.
What a sad little baby man.
Oh, God. He's a disgusting piece of vile shit.
And he went on and on and on about this, you know, the integrity of the press. But, you know, it wasn't me. And him fighting with Megyn Kelly.
God, that's insane.
For nothing.
Yeah, what is his deal? Is Hannity going to get a position in Trump's presidency? Is he going to be in the cabinet? Why is he such a Trump sucker? What is in it for him?
Who the hell knows?
Because at some point, for his career, for the long run, doesn't Hannity need to be seen as a journalist who has the ability to be unbiased?
He's nowhere near a journalist.
So you can believe what he's saying?
Somebody tweeted to him a couple days ago, at Freedom for All, okay. 1777.
Oh, shit.
Sean Hannity, I thought for a long time you were going to be White House press secretary. And Hannity responded, you are very kind, but I believe my place is where I am on radio and Fox. I predict this will get ugly. Hope I am wrong, but doubt it. Oh, yeah. Thank God you're going to be on Fox for us, Sean.
You know, Sean, what I think it is.
Making gazillions of dollars.
Yes, yeah. And it's probably an easier gig, don't you think? He's doing radio show.
He'll have to watch what he says as the White House press secretary. He can say whatever the fuck he wants on Fox and hardly gets into trouble.
What time do you think he'd have to get up in the morning if he's a press secretary? He'd have to be up all the time, answering emails, doing bullshit. He's just doing his fucking little pussy show. He's probably got a whole staff.
Gross. Freedom for All. This guy's really licking Hannity's sack here.
Ooh, yes.
Thank you for all you do, he tweeted to Hannity. Thank you for all you do, Sean.
He's paid. Thank you. Yeah. This guy is, he's making so
much
money.
That don't get paid, like us.
Right.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Whatever you buy, it's coming up on Sparkle Season. Whatever
that's
you buy
right.
For all those relatives you can't stand. You don't want to go and see them. So, you know, you send them something impersonal from Amazon.
Yeah, go buy them a drone on Amazon. crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right, we get a little nibble. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. But thank you for all you do, Sean.
So ridiculous.
He responded, honestly, thanks to all the people of this country that refuse to be influenced by a morally bankrupt news media.
Oh, my God. Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome, you fucking piece of shit. Can you believe this?
Hannity, does any of this... Oh, somebody asked him, does any of this matter? I'm sure many liberal journalists were acting when they asked Hillary tough questions. And Hannity says, of course it matters. As far as I know, I was the only pro-Trump host on cable in the country, and I do not act. I pray we can fix the USA. See, he thinks she was specifically talking about him when she said pro-Trump host.
Yeah, yeah. Well, why would he think that? Why would he think that? You know, are we supposed to sit here and believe that Hannity didn't give Trump questions or didn't talk to him, you know, behind the scenes and say, hey, listen, I'm going to ask you about this fucking foreign policy deal or whatever. Have a good answer formulated.
Good. Somebody tweeted to him, Trump didn't offer you anything because he knows your love is unconditional, just like a good lapdog.
No shit. That's got to piss him off.
Hannity retweeted it and said, nice cheap shot. I agree with his plans for the economy, energy, vetting, the wall, court justices, Obamacare, education, and foreign policy.
Good God.
I wanted real answers, he said.
Yes.
Sean Hannity calls out Megyn Kelly over claims that pro-Trump hosts were, quote, acting. I wanted real answers, goddammit!
Oh, my God. He wants the truth. That's what he's concerned about.
Somebody said, your ears pricked up pretty quickly, little defensive, don't you think? Of course she was referring to you, and she's right. Hannity says, curious who she was referring to. I am transparent. I want to defeat ISIS, protect the homeland, and get people out of poverty and working.
Transparent? Have you seen the size of you? There's no way anyone can see you.
Oh, here's through the actual,
you. You're so meaty.
Here's the actual tweet. Megyn Kelly said, certain pro-Trump hosts were just acting when they asked him tough questions. And Hannity's like, no idea who Megyn Kelly is talking about. When I asked questions about justices, the walls, refugees, Obamacare, economy, etc., I wanted real answers.
This is ridiculous.
Such a sad little man.
He's so fucking defensive, man. It's ridiculous.
So these Trump trolls, Megyn Kelly has this book, and now they've attacked her book on Amazon in
what?
The reviews.
Oh, okay. Megyn Kelly's on Fox, man. She's conservative, well, guys.
Fox is rhinos now. Fox is liberal, lamestream media, according to these extremist loons.
Boo.
Amazon has now decided they ain't having it at all.
Yes.
Evil liberal Jeff Bezos. I've seen comments of people on Twitter squealing about this. Trumpanzees. First Amendment. First Amendment.
God.
I want to leave a shitty review for that cunt.
Shove it up your ass.
Did you read the book? I don't have to.
Well, you can't.
Well, right. But you can't review it if you ain't read it. So, Amazon has now polled a bunch of one-star reviews, all coming from a single pro-Trump Reddit where they tried to get people organized.
Right.
Here's the link. Go get her.
So they haven't read the book. They didn't buy it.
Now USA Today is reporting 17% of the reviews on her book are one star.
Okay.
But at one point, 76% of them were one star reviews.
Oh, shit.
All having to do with the fact that she talks bad about the little orange-handed fuckwad.
And they all came from that same Reddit thread, right?
There were more than 400 reviews in total that came in over the weekend, meaning that a lot of people seemed to try to kill the book's sales because they love their orange daddy and they hate anybody who questions his deity status.
Oh, yes. Oh, sure. And who knows? Maybe some of these reviews came from one of those social media gulags over in Russia.
One of the reviews says, this woman is not a journalist. She's an attention seeker. She's also paid by the DNC.
Oh, is she?
To report fake stories that have no truth to them whatsoever. So now, Megyn Kelly, who said Jesus and Santa are white,
deal with it,
is now being paid by the Democratic National Committee to report fake stories.
Oh, my God. I mean, these people have no...
it's terrifying.
They're just angry.
It's terrifying how they've just handed over all responsibility for thought.
Oh, yeah, fuck it.
And reason.
It's funny. It's like, even if they... Okay, let's say they bought the book and they're reading it. You know how they probably read it, these Trumpolos? They open the book. They're not buying her book. They stare at a page as long as they think that it might take them to read it, if they could read, and then they just turn the page, and they feel like they read a book. I bet you that's what they do when they read something.
Wow, get over yourself. You're why you are.
Oh, okay.
Not that good. Your treatment of Newt and Trump was inexcusable.
Of Newt Gingrich.
She should respect that. Old bigoted.
Oh, yeah.
Misogynist.
Oh, sure. How are we supposed to treat Newt? Somebody send me some rules. How are we supposed to treat that loon?
Many comments arrived. You know, they can find out where your links come from.
Yes.
And many of the comments arrived from a Reddit forum called The Donald, which linked to the Amazon page and hinted, quote, it would be a shame if her biased reporting was reflected in the customer reviews.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
In the past, these sad little bitch babies have targeted people like Amy Schumer.
Bitch babies.
Who, one quote is, this is the worst book I've ever wasted my time reading.
Okay.
Hillary Clinton. if you ever wanted a book that said how wonderful you are, then just write it yourself. That's kind of funny.
Man, hate. People's hate, man. That's quite a call to action.
I guess they've got a name for it called freeping. Have you heard this? Freeping.
I have never heard of this. Freeping.
The scary phenomenon essentially means that a small, angry vocal group can flood a space with fringe views that masquerade as a majority opinion. Well, that's Fox News.
Freeping, right? God, I never heard that.
Such reactionary gamesmanship has a name, freeping.
Yes.
Freeping is a sleight of hand that depends on brute force. It originated on the right, howling about diversity in science fiction, mutinying against Lady Ghostbusters, rallying around Trump, these kind of things. Remember Milo Yiannopoulos, that sad little, I almost said alt-right, but we're supposed to say neo-Nazi fascist dick cheese.
Right.
From Breitbart, formerly a Breitbart,
I think. Harder to tweet.
He's still Breitbart, formerly Twitter. Yeah.
Harder to tweet that, by the way. There's a lot more letters. Yeah.
He got kicked off Twitter for organizing a Twitter lynch mob against the black actress from the Ghostbusters.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that. That's fucking horrible. That's insane.
And he got booted from Twitter for that.
The First Amendment.
Free Milo. That was the hashtag for a while from all the deplorable fucks.
I heard some comic talking about how everybody's outraged that the Ghostbusters were women. And they were like, imagine how insane that is. Women can't even be things that don't exist.
Characters, yeah.
There's no such thing as a fucking Ghostbuster. So what's it matter? Who's the Ghostbuster? Doesn't matter.
Right. I don't care what they've got dangling between their legs or not.
I'd like
make
it to
it
be
funny. Yeah.
Interesting.
How about be a good story? Be funny and have good performances. That's all we ask for. In a blog post, another example, in a blog post urging followers to spam the Hugo Awards, which are the science fiction writing awards, with votes for space porn. let's face it, there are three words to describe the only event that might happen in 2016 that I can imagine would be more spectacularly awesome than Space Raptor Butt Invasion winning a Hugo Award this year. And those three words are President-elect Donald Trump.
Yes.
So congratulations, Space Raptor.
God,
what sex person?
The fuck?
He won.
Will there be a porn shot in space in this calendar year, yes or no?
No.
Probably not. Okay.
But they won't have to wear condoms here in Los Angeles.
That's
true. That got defeated.
Oh, yes.
We didn't even talk about that one. One of the ballot initiatives here in our county, or was it LA City? I don't remember which one.
I know not.
I think it was county. But
yes.
It was going to require any
rubbers,
pornography with penetration to
have condoms.
Yeah, the guys would have to wear condoms. And we all voted, fuck that.
Right.
Let's see the unsheathed cock.
Because that's important. Who fucking cares? Trump's president. I can't believe we're spending any time on whether or not porn stars wear condoms. I don't mean to sound like an asshole or anything, but Jesus Christ.
Good thing Amazon finally came through and has deleted a lot of these fake reviews.
Don't you think they could remedy that by letting people review only things they've bought? But then again, I don't know. Maybe that's not a good idea either. Who cares?
Amazon hasn't deleted all the negative reviews, just the ones that were obviously part of any concerted effort by Trump trolls just to destroy the book's ratings on the Amazon. But look, I mean, imagine if somebody did that to one of somebody they like.
Oh, yeah. They'd lose their fucking mind.
Right. Oh, George Soros hired all the evil libs to attack and give it a 1-star rating. They'd scream their bloody fucking heads off.
I mean,
it's okay for them to do it.
Yeah, but it's a huge problem, right? Because if one person can get information through the whole world with the web, then how do we guard against having what is real?
Well, that's the problem we're having right now.
I mean?
I did see some good news this morning as part of my my day job reports.
Yes.
There was a story that in Europe,
right,
vastly ahead of us as far as progressive ideals and well, intelligence.
Hopefully. I mean, they're going through some elections, right, too. Hey, you don't know.
Well, but now there's been a massive increase in and popularity of fact-checking organizations and sites. So these are places who are they're checking the media to make sure they're not lying.
Right.
But then that doesn't matter either. You got Snopes, PolitiFact. You tell
that exists.
Put a Snopes story on our page, and invariably some Trump troll is going to be like, "Oh, Snopes has already proven to be a liberal fake site. We don't believe it."
But you know, the funny thing is, the reason why people think it's slanted towards the liberal side, these fact checkers and Snopes and things like that, is because you guys have Breitbart, you have InfoWars, and you lie. You lie all the fucking time. I'm sorry. It proved to how do you not describe the GOP as a party of liars? Look at the fucking president. Look at the guy you fucking elected. He's a tremendous liar. How can you say he's not? Even the HuffPost says he is.
He tells it like it is, Ryan. That's what I just read.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My mistake.
That's why they love Donald.
I take it all back.
The
God, it's just so hard not just to be enraged about this. It's
I've got a it's clip alarming. Here of someone else who's going to enrage you. Who
the fuck is this?
This the another. We're just going to be just deluged with moronitude of these people who are emboldened by the Trump win.
I mean, I can see how like eventually you could start slipping into a land where it's like, what does it even matter anymore? I mean, really. This is all so fucking ridiculous.
It's tough to put up with.
Yeah.
Here is former Major League Baseball pitcher, now Sirius XM conservative talk radio host loon.
I really hate this guy.
And may be running for senator against Elizabeth Warren.
Do it, please. Do it. Is there any way he could fucking win?
No.
But what? No, no, no. You don't know. That's not true.
Not in Massachusetts.
I don't give a fuck.
No, not in Massachusetts.
No. What we
not
said here.
Not in Massachusetts.
You know how many times we said there's no way Trump could win, but he did.
Yeah, I'm pretty willing to call Kurt Schilling ain't going to win over Elizabeth Warren in Massachusetts.
I would like to think so.
So now he's got his own radio show through Breitbart.
Fuck you.
On SiriusXM.
Breitbart. Hey, it's our state-run television.
And here we go. I spoke of this asshole a couple minutes ago. Milo Yiannopoulos.
Hello, Milo.
An editor over at Breitbart, a horrible, proud waver of the alt-right flag.
He's a douche.
Here are the two of them.
Scissoring?
Talking, basically. And they are yapping on the radio show.
Here's what happened. The election went the way it went for this reason. The left and liberals took Donald Trump literally and not seriously. And the right and the center took Donald Trump seriously and not literally.
So the right and the center, who he thinks are the smart ones,
yes,
took him seriously, but not literally. So we knew he didn't mean anything he said.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Why? Wait a second. Hold on. I'm trying to understand this. He's bragging because he voted for Trump, even though he knew.
Well, we knew he was just lying all the time.
So you voted for him.
Well, yeah. Because he's going to make America great.
If he was going to make America great, why wouldn't he then just tell us how the fuck he's going to make America great? I mean,
what about Hillary's emails?
No, I don't know. Yeah, that's true. What about Benghazi?
That's what it's like in a comment section anywhere, because one of these, that's what they come back with.
Bill's a big rapist.
I guess you didn't care about the most corrupt person ever to run for president.
Oh, my God.
So listen to Schilling. He's a dumb. I mean, listen to him.
What's on the left? They think
he just doesn't sound like a bright.
You were a professional athlete for years, right?
Well, you're
tennis pro. Okay. This, whatever. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
This guy, hold on.
Quotes around that. Yeah.
Okay. This guy made lots of money pitching.
Yes.
He could throw the ball very fast.
Sure.
With lots of control, put it wherever the fuck he wants to.
Okay.
In the strike zone or outside of the strike zone, whatever. you could, you know, serve a tennis ball effectively. You could hit the ball effectively. How much of that is affected by how smart you are, like your intelligence, your ability to comprehend something, to read text, to understand what it's saying, to articulate ideas and thoughts?
There are some dumb fucking athletes out there.
Is there no spillover? Does it help a little bit?
Yeah, I think.
Because this guy's incredibly stupid, but he was an incredibly successful, wonderful pitcher. So those two things can exist.
I think being smart helps. I don't necessarily think it's a prerequisite.
It's not a deal breaker. Right. He could be a dumb fuck.
How many dumb baseball players are there?
Lots. There's lots. There's lots of stupid fucking players.
And there's dumb tennis players.
Chipper Jones, one of the best. You got to say one of the best switch hitters, one of the best third basemen in history. He's a Sandy Hook truther.
There you go.
Which makes him stupid.
And a horrible person.
And this Curt Schilling, by the way, is one of those as well. He's a Sandy Hook.
The election went the way it went for this reason. The left and liberals took Donald Trump literally and not seriously. And the right and the center took Donald Trump seriously and not literally.
I read this in the Atlantic. It's very good.
And it's not a Curt Schilling original. Nothing really is. But that's in a nutshell, that's exactly why we are where we are.
Wait, is he in his car? Where is he broadcasting from? This is a professional radio dealio. His audio don't sound that great, does it?
It does.
I mean, Milo's on a telephone, obviously.
Is Milo talking to him? Is that the guy who was just talking to him?
Milo, yeah.
What an idiot.
And now we have a country full of gigantic pusses, is all I can say.
What?
Who need puppies and colored books and college.
I want America to go back to, you know, it's a question like response to being offended, right? You can either run for a safe space, demand that the person is reprimanded for hate speech, cry, write a column for the Daily Beast about it, or you can say, you're an asshole, and move on with your life. Go and do something or achieve something or be something rather than trying to make a career out of your own incontinent feelings. My goodness.
Well, I'm in a place where I think I'm going to throat punch the next person I hear the word microaggressions from.
What?
I'm so tired.
I think I'm going to throat punch the next person. I didn't know he has the Sylvester the Cat thing going on.
I don't know. He's so violent.
I'm going to throat punch someone. That lumbering fuck. I'd like to see him dry. Big old fat white guy now.
I don't even know what the hell that means. I mean, the left has created, you know, you have this urban dictionary and as you grow up, words, you know, Google and all these words that didn't exist. The left has made this entirely new language.
You notice that? Urban dictionary.
Oh, yes.
The left has made this entirely new language.
That is bordering on Ebonics. For what? Microaggressions and safe spaces.
Bordering on Ebonics.
Wow.
For microaggression and safe spaces.
So do you think, wow, Curt Schilling is a racist and he's an idiot. He's a Trumpalo. And he thinks he's going to beat Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Please. I mean, what happens if he beats Elizabeth Warren, man? What happens?
Well, then the country's just gone. Then it's Nazi Germany. Well, if it gets to the point where everybody, where it's all Republican and even the few holdouts of liberalism are gone, then we've become Nazi Germany.
Does he have to go through a primary?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not, he won't be.
He's got to run against a bunch of Republicans first.
I hope he wins.
And I hope he gets schlonged.
No. Maybe we want him to not get schlonged. On some level.
Nobody's going to beat Elizabeth Warren.
Do you want to see, will they get to debate?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would be great. Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, Pocahontas. What about your Indianess, Pocahontas? That's going to be Curt Schilling's level of discourse.
And Elizabeth Warren's going to be like, you're a sad little racist money grubber.
Right. How much ketchup did you squirt on the side of your sock?
Oh, yeah.
And it is wussified. And here's the thing. We went away from a world where being a man and taking care and providing for your family or being a woman.
So meanwhile, this always cracks me up, is the parade of people out there who seem to have self-assumed the mantle of the epitome of masculinity is beyond laughable. Yes. If you see this fat fuck waddling up to you, this moron, dribbling his xenophobic stupidity.
Yeah.
His pederast excusing stupidity. He was the one who said to that one news anchor, he was defending Trump for the looking at a 10-year-old girl and saying, she's beautiful. I'm going to be dating her in 10 years. And he defended that saying,
forgot about that.
Come on. When haven't you seen a little boy that was really attractive and thought, wow, he's a really good looking kid?
Never. Well, yeah, not like that.
You might say, wow, it's a good looking kid.
Yeah.
The next thought isn't, I can't wait to be fucking him when there's some hair around those balls.
That ain't
the way it works.
Is that what Trump said?
I'll be dating her. I'll probably be dating her in 10 years.
He's our president.
Wow.
He's our president elect. They got to audit those election results, don't you think?
Yeah,
do you think they should?
Well, did you see? Well, let me finish this and we'll get to
You, Kurt Schilling.
We went away from a world where being a man and taking care and providing for your family, or being a woman and being a stay-at-home mom and raising your children, it has become a negative. Well, listen, all you have to do is you call someone a Bible-toting person in the United States. That is a slam.
Well, yeah.
All you have to do.
Yes, it's a slam. Because it infers that you're a closed-minded, anti-gay, xenophobic, sanctimonious cum dollop.
That's the worst kind of cum dollop.
That's a negative thing.
How did we get here? It's a sort of inversion of values, you know, what the left wants to do, because it wants to tear down all of the things that make America wonderful. Freedom, democracy, property rights, capitalism, free expression, all that kind of stuff. It does it by inverting values, you know, making the things that used to be great and noble and decent and true, whether it is, you know, freedom, Christianity, kindness, you know, the nuclear family.
Kindness.
What?
I love how these alt-right fucks, who are the most hate-filled, sad little thin-skinned man babies, are talking about kindness. Oh, the kindness on the left. I can't believe it. Meanwhile, I got kicked off of Twitter for mobilizing people to throw the N-word at an actress and call her a big fat monkey and an ape and a gorilla and things like that.
What do you think Kurt Schilling would say about Tila Tequila doing the Heil Hitler thing?
He's probably all for it.
At this party.
She was just waving.
What?
It's not Heil Hitler.
They were all waving like...
Well, yeah.
Doing a little Nazi thing.
Yeah, she had to touch up her deodorant. She was letting it dry.
Oh, I see.
And true, whether it is, you know, freedom, Christianity, kindness, you know, the nuclear family, whatever, and demonizing them, ridiculing them, turning them into objects of loathing and derision. And it's very worrying. You know,
we turn your views into objects of derision and loathing. If you're walking around with the Bible at a pride parade you're waving a flag, okay, rock on. I got no problem with who you send your magic spells to.
Yeah, it's weird.
I got no
problem
with you pretending that you're eating flesh on the weekends and stuff like that. I got no problem with any of that. But it's when you try swinging that Bible as a weapon. Tote your Bible.
And putting it in our laws and our legislation. It's fucking insane.
It's not the good, loving, warm, kind Christians that we hate. It's the people like these, although Milo is gay, so he's a self-loather.
Shit. How is Kurt Schilling in our politics, man?
Milo's not this that anti-LGBT, but he's fiercely white nationalist.
Okay.
America was, at least until recently, and I think maybe now with the election of Trump can be again, by far the greatest country in the history of human civilization. But it is by no means guaranteed that it will always occupy that position. But it is by no means guaranteed that it is going to continue to occupy that spot unless, you know, these people are beaten back and put back in their
boxes.
You
have to fight for it.
You know,
it has to be hard.
Are beaten back and put back in their boxes. You have to fight for it. He's talking about us.
Yeah, Kurt Schilling agrees with him. They have to be beaten back. And he's like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
My God. What a piece of shit he is.
So there you go. Kurt Schilling, Milo Yiannopoulos whining about the liberal wussified, and it sounds like Ebonics and everything going on there.
What an asshole. By the way, speaking of Curt Schilling and sports, we're going to have a brand new Daily Upper Decker tonight on the stream. Tommy Gimler is once again joined by a bunch of comics. They're talking about, oh, you might like this.
8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. out Eastern.
Yeah, it's talking about how Green Bay sucks. The Packers suck this year. Is that true?
Well, it's a shitty division, kind of in general. But
they're going to go over Kate Upton's fabulous Twitter rant. And there's a great edition of Factor Fudge.
Factor Fudge.
Oh, yes.
The Daily Upper Decker. Don't forget, it's on iTunes and Stitcher also.
Right.
It must be windy as hell out. We got windows popping open and closing. I keep over your shoulder. I keep seeing window opening and closing, too. And behind me now, over by the dog.
It's haunted.
So we were talking about a little bit of, you mentioned it a couple minutes ago, about the, it looks like there might be the whiff of shenaniganry in some of these closer states as far as the numbers are concerned.
Yes.
There are those who believe that we would like to hashtag audit the vote and especially see a couple, Michigan, Wisconsin.
Fuck you.
Where they think that there were areas that may have had more votes than people registered, things like that, little details.
Okay.
And now some university group also has studied some of the results, and they think there's some shenaniganry going on, and there's more and more people that are approaching the Clinton former campaign, and they're saying, you know, you should maybe contest this. Maybe look into it.
Oh, my God.
So far, they haven't bitten. Nate Silver over at the 538 blog also has done some minor poo-pooing on the whole process or the whole thought process they're using. Because he says that they're not accounting for the discrepancies between the urban areas and the rural areas in that, he said in Wisconsin, you could explain these anomalies because the data was controlled for the voting population in areas that use paper ballots as opposed to machines. In other words, voters were more likely to cast ballots for Clinton in urban areas where paper ballots are more common.
Okay.
In more rural areas where the voting machines are more common, they were more likely to vote for Trump. So, but that's what we're worried about is these areas where we're not worried about the paper votes being fucked with because we got paper votes.
Yes.
We can count those.
You can see the record.
They're worried about the machine votes.
So ironic. I mean, in a way, we kind of agree with the Trumpalos here. Yeah, it was rigged. There's voter fraud.
Nate Silver says the effect completely disappears if you control for race and education levels, the key factors in predicting vote shifts this year. They didn't find anything in Pennsylvania either, whether or not you control for demographics. So Nate Silver is saying, I don't know. But nonetheless, strangely enough, emerging today as a champion to audit the vote, this person has now announced that they're trying to raise enough money to contest and recount the election results in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. They need $2 million by Friday afternoon.
Can't like Bill Gates just write a fucking check or George Soros?
Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein.
Oh, okay.
Her campaign announced today via their website they're trying to raise enough money to contest these results, all of which show thin margins between Trump and Clinton. Trump has been declared the winner in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. We still don't fucking know who won Michigan. It's still too close to call, they're saying. Here we are.
I mean, are they counting still?
Yeah, weeks later. After seeing compelling evidence of voting anomalies, according to the Jill Stein website, the Stein-Baraka Green Party, that's her running mate.
Okay.
campaign is launching an effort to ensure the integrity of our elections.
Launch.
With your help, we are raising money to demand recounts in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Three states where the data suggests significant differences or discrepancies in vote totals.
$2 million doesn't seem like a lot of money to come up with if we're talking about our election. Oh, my God.
This is, I'm reading from Mashable. Stein's campaign may have access to information about possible voting discrepancies. The general public doesn't, but it's not hard to imagine the move was spurned by the furor caused by an article published by New York Magazine yesterday, which stated that voting rights experts and cybersecurity experts had both been in touch with the Clinton campaign about possibly challenging the results in those states.
Oh, my God, dude. If this even goes forward, if they even go forward with an audit.
Shitstorm. Remember how crazy it was kind of during between the election and when the Supreme Court fucked us with George Bush.
These Trumpalos, they're going to go nuts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. As of the writing of this story, I'm going to click over to the actual fundraising site. But as of 2:15, it's now an hour later.
Okay.
But as of 2:15 with this story, they had hit 300,000 already.
Oh, shit.
Of their $2.5 million goal. And in the last hour,
okay,
they have almost doubled that to $519,124 have been raised.
Oh, goddamn. Well, they're going to hit 2 million. They're going to hit the mark.
I think they might.
So then what? Then we do the recount.
We hope to do recounts in all three states. If we only raise sufficient money for two, we will demand recounts in two states. If we only raise enough money for one, we'll demand a recount in one.
Is SCOTUS going to decide this again?
If we do not raise enough money for any recount, we pledge to use the money for election integrity efforts and to promote systemic voting system reform. But as I said, already over $500,000, getting close to $600,000, and they are looking for $2.5 million.
I mean, the shit is going to hit the fan, and we might really want to buy some of that Jim Baker soup if they decide Trump didn't win and they take it away from these loons. Yeah.
Well, good thing we're here in California.
You can't see. We don't do a video cast of this show, but if you could see at Vial's experiences, his expression. I mean, that's it. I'm a little nervous.
Could get a little nasty, like I said.
A little punchy, a little stabby.
Good thing we're here in liberal California.
Good thing all these Trumpalos are armed to the teeth.
Exactly.
Lovely.
I've got a story here. This is a, speaking of activist groups, I mean,
shit, it's windy out.
Apparently the Green Party, doing some activism. Well, also, we've talked about these intrepid ladies before, all six of them with their couple hundred thousand emails each.
Okay.
Over at the Million Moms.
Can they even call themselves that?
I guess. Yeah. I guess you don't have to actually have a million.
Don't they have to be like sort of a million or kind of a million moms?
Near.
Jeez.
This is over... posted by Monica Cole, who is the director of 1 Million Moms.
Yes.
Not happy, Ryan.
Okay.
It's that time of year. I'll just read from the American Family Association website.
Oh, shit.
Where this was posted. Zales. You know, Zales is
jewelry company, right? Evil.
Attempts to normalize sin.
Okay. I see. Motherfucker, you got to be kidding me.
You know where this is going, probably.
Absolutely.
Ms. Cole writes, I'm sure it's Mrs.
Yeah, and by the way, I only call them evil because they're a big, giant corporation that sells diamonds, and I just assume they're kind of evil because of that, you know?
Well, and they're a part of the industry that has come up with that ridiculous what is it, 2 months of your salary or 3 months of your salary? What's right. that number that's supposed to be if you buy an engagement ring that you're supposed to be?
I reject the very idea of this. I reject. It makes me want to jump out of a fucking building. It's insane.
Zales Jewelers should be ashamed of attempting to normalize sin by featuring two women getting married in their latest commercial. It shows two women in wedding gowns exchanging vows and wedding bands.
Oh, okay.
Those are clit rings, actually.
Somebody should educate her. They go on your uvula.
Zales is promoting same-sex marriage.
Ooh.
They're promoting it.
Oh, yes.
So by... I'm sure it's one of these quick flashes in a Zales commercial where people are getting married and they're winging diamonds at each other. And certainly it was just a flashing ceremony. You know what I mean? I'm sure the whole commercial is not about a lesbian couple.
But let's be clear.
If it were, who cares? Yes,
they are evil. It is the diamond industry. All they're doing is try to find more people to sell these fucking rocks to.
Lesbians buy rings too.
Yes.
So that is promoting same-sex marriage by showing the existence of same-sex marriage, Ryan, and by apparently trying to get their business for your diamond company.
What the fuck is wrong
is
with us?
Promoting
same-sex
marriage.
I can't stand these people.
Everyone should go out and get same-sex married.
Oh, yes. That's what they're saying.
Their new Love and Pride collection, wedding band collection, designed for the LGBTQ community with rainbows and matching bands.
Well, why shouldn't they try to sell to the gay community?
Is supposed to, quote, promote equality, diversity, and unity, and celebrate their love with pride, as stated on their website.
How does this hurt anyone? Actually, it does. It does. Here's how it hurts people. If you're a little kid in Africa and you have to mine for these diamonds and you're beaten whatever.
No, if Monica Cole's daughter watches that TV show, she's going to want to start licking pussy.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
It's been proven.
Okay.
That if you see a couple of lesbians getting married in wedding gowns on television, it makes you want to dive right for the puss.
It in fact turns you into a lesbian.
Zales is using public airwaves to subject families to the decay of morals and values.
Fuck you.
And belittle the sanctity of marriage in an attempt to redefine marriage. Oh, you mean like the commander in chief with his three marriages?
Oh, yeah.
Very sanctity-ish.
Hey, by the way, give it up to all the straight marriages out there that are just keeping marriage real.
You guys are doing a great job.
Treating it with respect.
An even greater concern. Oh, wait. Even though homosexuality is unnatural.
Oh, yes.
But
it's been around for a long fucking time.
Who created it?
Jesus. Jesus made us gay, did he not?
This advertisement is pushing the LGBTQ agenda.
Oh, yes.
An even greater concern. Oh, here we go. An even greater concern is that the commercial is airing when children are likely to watch television, Ryan.
Oh, my God. We live in such a sandbox. Who gives a fuck?
To make matters worse, this ad has aired during family viewing time, such as football games and primetime shows.
You know what it is? These little assholes, they don't have to explain to their children why these two women are holding hands or why these two guys are hugging. Because they're in love,
you
stupid asshole.
You know what happens when you do? There's videos all over the internet of sane and normal adults educating their children on what gay and lesbian is. And most time they'll say, well, he has two mommies.
Right.
Well, what does that mean? His two mommies, they love each other, they got married.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who cares?
Where's my video game? It
matters not to these kids.
They don't care.
They don't give a shit.
You teach them the hate, you asshole.
You care.
Monica Cole, you hate mongering sea hag.
Yeah.
You teach these people to hate.
And they're all stupid. They're all fucking dumb. Zales, please.
Zales crossed a line that should never have been crossed. Even if 1 million moms didn't disagree morally with the decision to air this ad, it's not a retailer's job to introduce so-called social issues such as this to our children. Jesus That's a Christ. Parent's decision. I'm sorry, you cunt. They yeah. exist.
Right.
They exist.
And I'm
sorry that they exist. Too fucking bad.
Are the
we're not real happy that you exist.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, we're all broken up over that. I mean, is the LGBT community, do they have to be considerate of your fucking kids? What do you want? I don't understand. What do you want? Do you want the gay community to run around in burkas to be hidden? To not be out in the open? You know what I mean?
On gay island or
you're talking about people. You're talking
jail,
about human fucking beings. And by the way, you probably are friends with a lot of gay people who don't want to come out to you because you're a fucking monster.
Right. Zales is glorifying sin, and no sin should be placed in the spotlight and honored.
God, this person is concerned with science fiction. They're concerned with the approval of a god that don't exist.
They're still fighting the fight.
Fucking idiots.
Millions of Americans strongly believe marriage should be between one man and one woman. It's obvious that Zales would rather take sides than remain neutral in the culture war. There's no more culture war about marriage being between one man and one woman, because guess what? You fucking lost, you
hag.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, there's a culture war. There's a culture war. They're coming for your rights. Your straight white man rights.
Zales will hear from the other side, so they need to hear from us as well.
Right.
Our persistence will pay off. One day, we will answer for our actions or lack of them.
Oh, jeez.
We must remain diligent and stand up for biblical values and truth. Scripture says multiple times that homosexuality is wrong, and God will not tolerate this sinful nature. Romans 1, 26 and 27. Oh, let's see if they include the...
Bullshit to get 69!
Let's see if they include the should be put to death part, because they always conveniently leave that one off.
I mean, you know, the thing, are they going to call for a boycott of Zales? Is that where they're going with this?
This is exactly where it is. They have a link to biblia.com.
Oh, yes.
ESV. I don't know what ESV, what version that is.
ESV. English, Spanish. Versatile.
Romans 1, 26, 27. For Yay. This reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions. For their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary Ooh. To nature. And the men, likewise, gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another.
Oh no, were they consumed?
Men committing shameless acts with men and Ooh. Receiving in themselves the due penalty
oh, yes.
for their error.
Oh, yes. Receiving in themselves.
They received some Jeez. Things in themselves, apparently. Right.
Bring me my latex ball gag.
Biblia is Bible study online.
Oh, shit.
Just so you know.
What are they?
English Standard Version is okay. what ESV means.
So it's been translated from whatever language. And by the way, this is the word of God. It's final.
Wait a second.
You don't even know where the fuck this is from.
Wait, that's some big time bullshit, because if you go
Yes.
to the KJV,
King James Version.
Right, which is what real Christians read from.
Oh yeah, the Southern Baptists and all those people as evangelicals in the South, it's this or go fuck yourself.
Let's see. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections.
Ooh.
For even their women did change the natural, and blah, 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 and likewise also did the men. It's not all that different.
God, could you imagine reading this whole fucking thing? What a horrible book. Did you read this whole book?
Oh, this one's fun. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge,
Ooh.
God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all the unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder,
no!
debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers. Ooh.
What?
Whisperers.
And I'm full of envy. Fuck me.
Backbiters.
Oh, no.
Haters of God. Despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. Thou art an inventor of evil things.
You are a backbiter.
I do have to say the Bible's got some great lists.
You are full of envy. This is insane.
Disobedient to parents.
Oh, shit.
So
Get out the stones.
You'll notice they throw fornicators and homosexuals in with kids who are disobedient to their parents.
All right. Everybody go to the town square. We're going to throw rocks at you. How do you like that?
Who knowing the judgment of God, ooh, that they which commit such things are worthy of death.
Oh, shit, baby.
There you go.
All right. There you have it. Those people in that Zales commercial.
Disobey your parents.
We're going to throw you off a building.
Time to, yeah, meet the Iron Maiden.
You're fucked. Meet the Iron Maiden.
The Maiden in the name of love and Jesus.
Oh, sure.
Please contact Zales Jewelers through our website and urge them to pull this inappropriate commercial immediately and remain neutral in the culture war.
Oh, yes. I mean, should we?
No, they are remaining neutral in the culture war. They're showing both sides.
Yes.
They're showing that straight people get married. Yes. And they're showing that gay people get married. These fucks, these loathsome subhumans,
yes,
don't even want to acknowledge the existence of the gay people.
And in fact, by saying there's a culture war because you see a gay person in a fucking commercial.
Right.
How hateful is that? You're telling me when you look at a gay person, right, you think, oh, my culture is being attacked.
Yes.
God. That is now, so if, fucked if, up.
If it's a guy's getting a blowjob from a girl,
yes,
on a commercial and he flings her off and pulls a guy to his dick.
Right.
And then puts a ring on him.
Yeah.
That might be encouraging homosexuality.
Right. Well, that's Saturday night. Sure. It's quite a Zales
ad. But this
ad
is what they're, like,
yeah,
they're saying.
Absolutely. It's so fucking stupid.
That's what they see. They see two women in bridal gowns exchanging, yeah, rings.
And by the way, let's not forget that Zales, they are evil. They're in the diamond business. That's a bad business.
Well, right.
And it's horrendous, you know. But,
well, I don't get the whole jewelry thing kind of to begin with, but
it's so fucking stupid.
Well, yeah, I really don't understand spending shit tons of money on when, you know, when the Oscars come around and they're like, Cameron Diaz is wearing a $17 million diamond choker lent to her by whatever. I'm like, why? Why?
You know, man.
Why? How does this benefit society that a bunch of shiny rocks,
I don't know,
are worth 17? You could
it hurt society.
You could feed a small country,
yeah,
on that fucking.
But instead, we're enslaving them to go find these fucking diamonds,
right?
And we're horrible to these people.
And X-raying their assholes and shit.
Thank you,
sure,
Pat
that
Robertson.
They're not stealing any.
Oh yeah, Pat Robertson, an evangelical in the diamond biz. What? By the way, is Pat Robertson making money off these gay diamonds?
Or he may be conflicted.
well, you know,
don't go after Zales.
God, what a piece of fucking shit.
While I'm shopping, stop by your local Zales and let the store manager know why you won't be shopping there. Hold on, I've got to run into Zales and let the manager know why I'm not going to shop there.
You work retail, right?
Yeah.
Could you imagine somebody's walking into where you work? You're like, listen, I'm not going to shop here because you're gay friendly or something.
Okay.
And I'd be like, good.
Thank you.
I get to sit here longer and not do anything. Yeah. Get out of my face.
So there you go. American Family Association over at their website. The million moms or seven fat white bitches in a
yeah,
goddamn basement somewhere.
You said it. What a bunch of shitheads. What a bunch of shitheads. That really does. That encapsulates.
I'm fat shaming. I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah.
I apologize to our corpulent listeners.
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, it's just that it really captures what homophobia is. The very existence of gay people is an attack on you.
Yeah. Even showing the existence of it.
It's so fucking stupid.
Is pushing it.
Oh, you guys have such tiny little fucked up minds. I'm so glad I'm not you. Good Christ. And fuck you, Kurt Schilling. What a piece of shit he is.
Listen to the Hollywood Hick, ladies and gentlemen. There's new one running at on the 7 a.m., 7 p.m. And
you think we're angry.
Previous
Please.
Episode is at midnight here on the network. Be up on iTunes, you know, sometime next year. My own fault.
It is not your fault.
I'm a little behind on the Hick postings. But he talked last night about how, and one of the headlines out there is Kanye West, the famous rapper.
Oh, yes.
An odd fellow.
I've heard of Kanye.
Who seems to have had some kind of a mental breakdown.
Right. What cabinet position will Kanye occupy?
Well, he's not a Trump fan, I don't think, so.
No, he is.
Oh, wait, he did say that.
He came out and said he would vote for Trump.
Hence the point of this, the point of this story. This is... from InfoWars.
Oh, my fucking Christ.
Alex Jones.
Boo!
Has a theory.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is short and sweet, but Kanye West has been doing crazy stuff and saying crazy stuff for a decade. And I went ahead and read in depth all the different articles earlier. I'd already covered it a lot, but I looked at it closely after I shot that live video earlier. And they admit he was just speaking out, saying we should support Trump. And the police grabbed him.
So poor Kanye
was
51-50'd because he was saying we should support Trump.
Wait, Alex Jones is pro Kanye. Am I to understand that correctly?
Well, you remember Kanye on Monday.
Kanye Twitty.
Kanye on Monday.
Oh my God.
Said. He was booed soundly at his own concert when he said, I think we should give him a chance. If I would have voted.
Oh, yes.
I would have voted Trump.
God, Kanye Twitty, that's got to be used for something. That is a great. That's
Kanye
hilarious.
Twitty, which is a double. Conway Twitty is an ancient country singer.
Oh, my God. You think people don't know who he is?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I think people do.
Read
not
a book,
know
you assholes.
Who Conway Twitty is.
I don't know why that would.
But. Kanye was soundly booed.
Yes.
For his not only support of Trump, but also fuck you for not voting, you asshole.
Yeah,
then you
dickhead.
Have nothing to say. You have nothing to say about it.
Although I wish less Trump voters had voted. I don't believe everyone should vote. I mean, if you're voting for the wrong side, please stay home, you stupid fucking morons.
Support Trump, and the police grabbed him under orders of his management, tied him down on a gurney, and took him to a mental institution. And then his PR wife.
They're okay. Not. He doesn't think they're really married. He thinks it's just a PR stunt.
Why?
But which it, I tend to agree with Alex Jones on that one.
Okay.
The rumor mill is that it's just a big sham that they, you know, it's a scripted marriage.
Okay.
Etc. And turkey baster kids.
Oh, really? Jeez.
Well, the story is that Kanye is a friend of Dorothy.
Oh, is
I don't know if that's true or not. Who cares?
Right.
Million moms wouldn't like him.
But if he's,
that's the case.
Jeez.
I don't know if that's true or not. But that's...
If Kanye's
obviously,
gay...
Yeah.
He's gay, maybe, allegedly.
Maybe.
And he voted for Trump? Or he would have voted for Trump?
I don't know that he's gay. I'm just saying that...
I'm just saying that's nuts.
There are those that say that.
God, and he's black and he voted for Trump. But he's rich. That's
regardless
what matters.
Of yes. Gay or black, he's batshit.
Yes.
But... Alex Jones even opens this rant out by saying that.
Right.
Kanye said a lot of crazy stuff over the years and everything, but...
How the fuck is Alex Jones an expert on Kanye?
Because he thinks he was bagged and tagged because he's a Trump supporter.
Oh, okay, I see.
Sat there and canceled his tour. It's not crazy to say you support Trump. They may want to arrest everybody that does and cancel Thanksgiving with us and throw all these fits, but I started actually reading what happened. He didn't do anything. He walked off the stage. They said, that's erratic. He said, what are you talking about? It's no big deal. His family started a fight with him. His managers did. So they grabbed him. Josh.
That's not what happened. It's not what happened.
Does anybody believe?
I heard he was at his, like his trainers or something.
Alex Jones is trying to tell us that Kanye isn't crazy.
No, it's only because he supports Trump that he's pulled. Well, then why isn't this man being led away and tied to a gurney? If anybody really acts crazy,
yes.
It's fucking Alex Jones.
Do you remember when he was rapping? That was the most craziest thing I've ever heard him do. Move, bitch.
Oh, that's right.
Get out the way. Get out the way. That was nuts.
I'm on the TMZ. I'm scrolling through. There's a whole bunch of There's a whole bunch of Kanye stories. That's the, that's the big deal going on right now.
Why is he so eccentric?
What do you mean?
I mean, why is he so nuts? It's Kanye.
I think he's got issues.
I just don't know. I don't know a lot about him.
I think he's got some issues.
Okay.
And I think he's a spectacular asshole.
No. Remember lithium.
Remember that whole Taylor Swift thing? And
oh, he pulled her off the stage at the Grammy.
Well, he grabbed the microphone from her and said that he was pissed that whoever should have won didn't win. Kanye canceled his tour.
Okay.
The remainder of the tour, 6 hours before being handcuffed to a stretcher, hauled off to UCLA Medical Center for psychiatric evaluation.
Oh, shit.
And he might end up triggering a huge payout. He not only reportedly lost around $30 million for his cut of the remaining concerts, he's on the hook for venues and others whom he made contracts.
Oh my God.
But there's an insurance policy.
Oh, damn. There you go.
That covers him in the event illness prevents him from performing. The policy provides the insurance carrier will pay Kanye for not only the money he'd make, but the money he was obligated to pay others.
Oh, they're not going to pay up, or they're going to try to not pay up.
Translation, Kanye's doctor laid the groundwork for filing a claim under the policy.
Wow. Is this why he's doing it, do you think? He doesn't want to do the tour, and he wants to collect.
Now the insurance agents are going to be investigating the hell out of him. Yeah.
I'm not trying to make light of mental illness or anything.
The insurance company can deny coverage if Kanye had a pre-existing condition that he didn't disclose at the time the policy was issued, or if his illness was caused by, quote, unreasonable or capricious behavior. So there might be a battle. I mean, he's on the hook for $30 mil.
Oh my God.
Just for his cut, he's not going to be getting that money. But
why doesn't he just do the tour? He just can't. He's too loony.
Well, that's the thing. We don't, I mean,
he needs some propofol, right? That's what Michael Jackson did to make it work.
One could think that if you're more of the tinfoil crowd, tinfoil hat crowd,
oh yes,
that maybe he just didn't want to do the tour anymore, and his way of getting out of it,
right,
is getting a quote 5150. But that's not great PR.
Is this Hillary's fault? Do we blame this on Obama? Is this part of the liberal fucking agenda?
Yeah, thanks, Obama.
Right. Well, Alex Jones is saying he's being 5150 because he's a Trumpalo.
Yes.
Wait, God.
Man, where is that clip? There it is.
Sorry, come on over here. Owen Schroyer. Josh, come over here, too.
You know my name. No, he knows my name. He knows
it's
my
Owen
name.
Schroyer.
I swear he knows
my
name.
No, I want Josh over here, too.
The problem is they both have Owen in
the
name.
No, it's Josh Owen. Okay? Here he is. All right.
I don't know who these people are.
And it's Owen Schroyer.
Hey, let me just say something real quick. Hold on, real quick. Back when,
my point
this
is, how obvious is this? Imagine, you disagree with me. You say, I like Hillary. You say, I like Donald Trump.
I should be arrested.
That's BS. Call the police on Josh Owens.
But the crazy, the funny.
Oh, they're recreating apparently the. I don't know what's going on here. This is one of these. It's not on his official show. This is a behind the scenes video.
Oh yes.
And there's a whiteboard on the wall.
Right.
I'm trying to read with these, something text something, bus trip.
Yes.
Something intro drama intro.
Okay.
I'm trying to read the scribblings on the thing back there.
It's also really reading. I was like. He just sat there and argued with people, and they just had the cops come grab him and throw his ass on a stretcher and take him to jail?
That's the amazing thing. I think it was the same way for everyone. It was the same way for me. It was like, oh, Kanye West is just up to his crazy stuff again. Okay, he said about Trump, he's open-minded, that's good. It wasn't really a big story to anyone around here until he got arrested. Until they took him in and started crazy, trumping while black. We have to take him in. We have to cancel his tours. We have to have Kim Kardashian.
Trumping while black.
Is that a term?
I don't
know. Is that a thing?
I don't know. I guess over at InfoWars it is.
Right. Trumping while black.
Oh, my God. I just fast forwarded a little. This is like a 15-minute thing in the office. At one point, Alex Jones picks up some kind of automatic weapon.
No.
To try to get back into the public image real quick.
What is this? Like on TV, I can't open a pickle jar. And I can always open one my whole life.
Oh, by the way, hey, you know what I saw? You've probably seen this. There's new ads for the pickle jar opener. There's a new just, ad running right
he
now.
Just it's put, like Alex Jones Kanye just West put right now. The clip into the gun. He's trying to figure out, I don't know why, as they're talking. That's a little bit
hey,
of...
Hey, dude, because he's all, hey, you always got to be ready. You never know when you got to load that
a
weapon.
A little bit of Alex Jones for you.
Damn, how do you, if you're on that show, if you're a cast member on that, are you nervous? Are you nervous when the host is like loading up? Put a clip in a gun.
Yeah.
What is he talking about? This fucking pickle jar. What is that?
I don't know what is.
He's
having trouble.
Pickle jar open.
He's having trouble assembling his automatic weapon there.
Give me my Glock. Oh, is that what he means by pickle? That's what he means by pickle jar.
I don't know. I guess.
God, he's bizarre.
We also have. We played a little bit yesterday. I don't think we're going to have a show tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, we're going to take Thanksgiving off. Have a great turkey day.
That's right.
Everyone, don't eat too much or go ahead. Fucking yes. Eat as much as you want.
And don't ignore the hypocrisy of the holiday.
Have fun talking to those Trump voters in your family.
Yeah. Don't hold it back. Don't be nice this year. That was before. It's different now.
We have American Family Radio's Brian Fisher. Oh,
this fucking guy. This fucking guy.
We played him a little bit yesterday, but there's a little concern going on over there.
Oh.
One of his guests, I mean, right now, is in this clip that I'm playing.
Yes.
Is we've talked about this guy before. He hosts the Barb Wire website.
Oh, my God.
Peter LaBarbera, who has got to be the biggest fucking closet case on the planet because this man does nothing but sleep, eat, breathe, anti-gay stuff.
Jesus.
Hates the gays.
What is he worried about? He's one of these culture war motherfuckers, right?
The homosexual, you know, promoting same-sex marriage. Sodomy-based marriage, as Brian Fisher would
say. Nobody's coming for your straight marriage, dickhead. Relax.
Yeah, it's not...
Nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody cares. Sanctity of straight marriage, of course.
Oh, yes.
So, Peter LaBarbera was on with Brian Fisher, and here we go, American Family Radio.
I resist is this sort of this penchant for pro-family leaders to say, okay, just, you know, he knows, and he can only talk about life. Well, wait a minute. The president has a bully pulpit, and if you can imagine, had President-elect Trump said that Roe v. Wade was settled law, there would be an outcry among pro-life leaders.
So he's upset. Peter LaBarbera is upset about that 60 Minutes interview where they asked Trump about the Obergefell decision.
Yeah.
The legalizing same-sex marriage.
Yes.
Or actually telling states they can't criminalize same-sex marriage.
Right.
And he's upset about Trump saying, well, you know, I think that's settled.
Okay.
Remember that interview you gave where the gay marriage is settled law.
Okay.
But Roe versus Wade. Oh, well, we're going to overturn the fuck out of that one.
But isn't that in the Constitution? That's an amendment.
Typical what?
Roe v. Wade.
No,
it's not.
It's just a decision. They would need an amendment to get rid of it. Probably. Or they could kind of overturn it, but I just don't know if that's going to happen. So he's upset by Trump saying, well, that's settled law. The gay marriage is settled law.
Okay.
So Peter LaBarbera, not happy with Trump.
Right.
Because even though he's pro-life.
Yes.
What about the faggots?
Wait a minute. The president has a bully pulpit. And if you can imagine, had President-elect Trump said that Roe v. Wade was settled law, there would be an outcry among pro-life leaders all across the country. And yet when he did the same thing on this horrific Supreme Court law on same-sex marriage, Obergefell v. Hodges, hardly any criticism. And that tells me that we now have sort of the soft bigotry of low expectations with Donald Trump. You know,
the soft bigotry of low expectations.
What does that mean?
I don't know. We have the soft bigotry of low expectations.
Is it, you know, you ever hang out with somebody, you can tell they don't really expect much of you. Like, they don't expect you ever to do the right thing or whatever. Is that what he's getting at? Because, you know, as a liberal, I don't really have a high expectation of Donald Trump. To be honest, to be fair, to make good decisions. Is that what he means? Who knows?
I guess. I mean,
or is this guy just talking out
of his
ass?
I guess he's saying that, yeah, we have low expectations for him, and therefore he's going to get away with, I don't know, the soft bigotry.
Because we have low expectations for this guy. We're being unfair.
Or do they have low expectations for him? Whose low expectations is Peter LaBarbera talking about?
I do not know.
Soft bigotry of low expectations with Donald Trump. You know, our leaders are going to pretend... He's triangulating if he's going to only focus on life, and he's going to, and if he could actually be very pro-gay. There's that possibility as well, Brian. The gay Republicans, the so-called log cabin Republicans.
Uh-oh, Trump could actually be pro-gay.
He could be tolerant of other people's
lifestyles.
Yeah, that's
what it means, by the way, yeah.
Jesus,
that's what
Christ.
Pro-gay means.
Allowing, horrible.
Accepting the fact that other people are people.
He could grow up and be a human being. Could you imagine?
They're all gearing up. They're now pushing for this open homosexual, Rick Grenell, to be U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Now, that's a very important post.
Which he didn't get, which Nikki Haley got.
And
what issue? Why would it matter if he sucks dick or not?
Right.
Who gives
Might
a
help
shit?
At the U.N.
Absolutely.
Who knows?
Could be a plus.
Get a better deal.
Patrick, remember under Ronald Reagan, we have an open homosexual who has advocated for so-called gay marriage. I do not want an open homosexual representing the U.S. at the U.N. who's advocated for gay marriage, because we're coming off of 8 years of Obama administration shoving the homosexual and transgender agenda down nations, these poor third world nations all across the world. I think it's a bad message now to have an open homosexual under a Republican administration who's already advocated for gay marriage in that position. And yet that's what's floating. And so there's a possibility that he could, you know, be like Nixon going to China, a Republican strongly pro-gay, and that would really do damage to the Republican Party, Brian.
And like Nixon going to China, it would do damage to the Republican Party. So he thinks that because Trump may not want to round up the homosexuals and put them into prison camps like he does, that therefore, this might be the end of the Republican Party. He's just not happy. Trump's going to give them, or says he's going to give them, trying to take down Roe versus Wade. They got everything else. Now they're pissed off. Peter LaBarbera's angry that Trump isn't being as virulently anti-gay as these assholes are.
Marriage in that position, and yet that's what's floating. And so there's a possibility that he could, you know, be like Nixon going to China, a Republican strongly pro-gay, and that would really do damage to the Republican Party, Brian.
Well, you know, and I don't know if you remember back to 2012, Peter, talking here with Peter LaBarbera from Americans for Truth About Homosexuality. I got crosswise with Mitt Romney. He attacked me at the Values Voter Summit personally, went after me directly.
I wonder if he took a swing at him or whatever.
And part of it was that I wound up challenging him because he wanted Rick Grenell to be his spokesman, foreign policy spokesman. And I sent out a tweet, said, look, if personnel is policy, Mitt Romney just told the entire pro-family movement to drop dead.
By possibly hiring a human who is qualified for the job, but might like to put a penis in his mouth or maybe in his pooper or whatever he wants to do with it, apparently. So this is where he was confronted by Mitt Romney. Apparently Mitt Romney was going to, can you imagine this scene? I'm sure Brian Fisher was saying, I can't believe that you're going to, and Mitt Romney attacked him. Then he was attacked by Mitt Romney. I'm sure it was quite a vicious pummeling.
After me directly. And part of it was that I wound up challenging him because he wanted Rick Grenell to be his spokesman.
Thank you.
Foreign
Ryan had to run the dog out if
forever,
you wondered why
man.
He wasn't speaking.
She didn't want to come in. I just gave you a treat.
Did you shit and piss?
Did it all.
Oh, she did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. She really had to go. Brian Fisher is recounting a story at the, I don't know where he was, at the convention or Value Voter Summit.
Ooh,
where
yes.
He confronted Mitt Romney.
Oh, my God.
Republican Party, Brian.
Well, you know, and I don't know if you remember back to 2012, Peter, talking here with Peter LaBarbera from Americans for Truth About Homosexuality. I got crosswise with Mitt.
Americans for Truth About Homosexuality. Let's just Think about that for half a second. Peter LaBarbera's entire existence is that he runs Americans for Truth About Homosexuality.
Romney, he attacked me at the Values Voter Summit personally, went after me directly.
You, sir?
And part of it was that I wound up challenging him because he wanted Rick Grenell to be his spokesman, foreign policy spokesman. And I sent out a tweet, said, look, if personnel is policy, Mitt Romney just told the entire pro-family movement to drop dead. And Mitt Romney wound up, other conservatives added their voice. Mitt Romney had to drop Rick Grenell from his team. But here is Republican Party.
So they're proud. Other conservatives that faggot off of the list of people that he might have as a national security advisor. Oh, that's the only reason. God. That's the reason. Well, if your staff is policy is whatever he said, you know, this guy.
Party again, leader of the Republican Party, the presidential nominee, now president-elect, coming right back to try to push Rick Grenell to the front of the parade. And like you point out, that position in the UN, that's a very, very influential position because of the status of the United States and the, you know, the impact that what that guy says can have on the way people around the world think about homosexuality and what the Bible refers to as sexual deviancy.
What, does he think they sit around the fucking UN talking about how the Bible treats homosexuality and sexual attraction and stuff like that? It's the UN.
And the sad thing about this is what if he would have been good at this job? What if he would have been an effective ambassador? But we won't know. It doesn't matter to these guys.
He's worried they're going to go and say gay people are people in front of the UN.
Jesus Christ.
We don't want them to think that we think that.
What if he's good at it? What if he's good at what he does? They don't give a fuck. It's maddening.
They are out of their fucking minds.
Bigoted loons. Fuck off.
I think that might be it, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my gosh.
On this Thanksgiving Eve. We will be back Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Give us a nice review. We would appreciate the hell out of it. It helps us out a lot. If you're going to buy anything on the internet, buy it through our portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you jack all. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
Hello.
Brian's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com. His Instagram at RatedRComedy or his Twitter feed, RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we going to be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Hold on. I'm trying to... wait a second here. Let's see if I can play this. I tried to install this. It's not working. Oh, never mind. I was going to play the turkey some more. But the turkey sound isn't working. So, have a great Thanksgiving.
I think that's better than this. Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.